Hello everyone, welcome to the Akulma Podcast We Talk. It's Nico here. I'm so excited to be back here. It's been a while now because I was taking a break in July and August. So I went in July to help my friend in Alaska in Portree, beautiful place outside of Scotland. Then after that, I came back straight to Edinburgh, the Fringe Festival. Oh my God, that was another amazing time because I was very lucky to be asked to come and be a host for Fanti Acrobats International all the way from Ghana. Oh my God, this group is amazing. They dance, culture dancing. I learned a lot about Ghana and the audience loved us and it was fantastic. And my confidence as a host went up like this. I like it. So that is my intro. Like tell you what I was doing. That's what I was up to. That's why I was not in the podcast for a while, which means I'm sure all my listeners can understand that even podcasters would take a break. I hope you forgive me for that one. Yeah, so now I'm back. I'm just going to go through like what I'm excited about. And today I'm just going to do a solo, actually. The topic is about let's empower each other. When I mean that, I'm talking about myself, lived experience, refugee, asylum seeker, you call it. I know I've been here for 23 years. I know how the system is and how hard it can be. So, but if we empower each other, we can do much, much better maybe to understand that everything has an end. So don't give up. Just keep going. Do the right things and stuff. And the reason why I'm saying this, I'm sharing something important that the last episode I was working with the Mental Health Foundation, the UK. So they got a fantastic idea this time. They want me to actually train other refugees, asylum seekers, to know how to produce their own podcast. In editing, I was like, yes, that's what I've been thinking about. Yeah, let's empower others. That's the word, empower others. That's the word. I like that. So I'm so excited about that. And I've got another project as well coming up. So it's really nice to have these kind of opportunities and, yeah, to be able to share my skills with other people. And that's really amazing. And secondly, raising awareness. I like the way I wrote this word this morning about empower others, focusing on refugees and asylum seekers. I might have like a positive and negative side of this because I noticed some of the people I knew years back who used to volunteer together. Now they got their papers, they got documents. They don't even say hello to you on the street. They don't even look at you anymore. You know, it's like, I was like, guys, come on. It's like, we're in the same world. Now you're here, you're free, you don't even... you know, but anyway, I'm not going to point fingers that people move on in life. We can say that people have their own life. They're allowed to go wherever they want. They can, you know, but it'd be so nice at least like a group of people that suffered together to actually, that's why I say empower others as well. Not like I don't want you to give me food or money. I'm just talking about just have a chat. Just acknowledge I'm around, you know, what I mean? That's all. I'm not like asking like I want to come to your house and eat your food and stuff like that. No. Something like when someone is down, man, like I'm not talking about personal myself, but I've seen this happening a lot. In Glasgow, for example. People forget each other very quickly. Once your problem is solved in the home office, I don't care about other people. I don't know you anymore. I don't care how you suffer by home office. It's your problem. But we used to be friends. That's gone as well. Get your life. Yes, I understand that. But is that the real world we want to live? No. I don't think so. I think I'm not trying to force people to be nice, but I think it's something like you know what I mean, like I don't know how to put a word on it. It's just like I fully understand that people move on and you know, when they go their lives and stuff like that. But kindness is mine. Like it's something I find it very free for me. I don't have to pay for it to be kind and to remember all the people I was struggling with, you know. Yeah, so, yeah, anyway, that's the one note I was just saying. Like, I think this podcast about raising awareness as well. Not only are raising awareness about home office all the time, but we also have to look at our communities, how we behave, what we do. You know what I mean? Like, there's so much going on now in the community. Like, I talk a lot about this, like alcohol, drugs, and mental health is going high on the refugee communities, asylum seekers, in the African community, I mean to say. Like, let's point it out straight away instead of like going around. Yeah, it is a problem. I don't know, but I don't know if people, there's nothing you can do actually. You can't walk to me or say, oh, Nico, stop drinking or blah, blah. But I think if there was a group of community where people can gather and do some different activities and, yeah, do something different. Yeah, that's another thing I'm thinking, how to get this around this. Be without actually forcing people or kind of like annoying people. Because I already talked about three things here, if you're listening very carefully. Number one, I talked about people forgotten each other. They used to be struggling together. Secondly, the kindness is not in our community anymore because people are rushing for work and stuff like that. They now got addictions, alcohol, drugs, and, you know, you name it, it's really getting worse. And, but whose job that to stop that is us in the community. We have to come up with some ideas. Like, hey, guys, still, we can't let this happen, you know. But it's not only here. When you look around the world, poor people, they're surrounded by lots of bad things. You know what I mean? And by this podcast, we're not here to talk about. I'm not an aspect as well. I'm not here to help people. I just come to share what I see and what I think it is the problem. But because I've got a mic, I think I could do something about this. I can actually talk about it. Not giving people advice, but just say, listen, brother, don't overdo it. That thing is going to kill you. You know, alcohol and stuff. Yeah, I understand that home office stress people, but, you know, I mean, I've been here 23 years. Don't get me wrong. I had some days of giving up, but you need to be creative. Find a place in your head where you can hide positively. You know, like I said, I was saying, if you're a poet, keep writing. If you're a writer, keep writing. If you're a painter, keep painting. If you're a dancer, keep dancing. If you're a singer, keep singing. If you're anything that is your talent, please do it. There's nothing written in the home office paper say that you can't dance, you can't sing, you can't write. There's none that is written in their paper. They just say you're not allowed to work. That's fine. In that, I'm not saying it's fine in the nice way. I'm just saying that when they say we're not allowed to work, but if you can find you dancing, so it's okay because there's nothing written, then you cannot dance or you cannot sing or you cannot write. I'm sure people will get me what I mean. I didn't mean that when the home office says you're not allowed to work, it's fine. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying if that was an argument from them, you can tell, listen, I'm just a comedian, for example. I'm a stand-up comedian. There's nothing written in the home office paper said you can't do stand-up comedy. You get me? So what I'm trying to say is, so if you've got a talent, keep yourself busy, build up that thing. When the home office decided to make you a human being again, you're already somewhere. You know what I mean? You practice, you've done well, you connected to network, and life will become so, not easy as sound, but at least you've got something to look forward to. That's my own advice for people. Like, that's what I did in my life. Like, I couldn't stay in the house and just waiting and watching TV. No, there's something there out there. There's nothing written that you cannot be a human being. No, just keep going. As long as you don't do something dangerous, volunteer, do stuff like that. Yeah, I mean to say volunteering because me, I'm very known now in Glasgow in Scotland about do volunteering, do lots of different things, get myself busy and learning skills as well. So that's me, you know what I mean? But I'm not saying everybody's got the same energy like that, but it'd be really nice to push yourself to the limit where you know that you don't want to caught up because the home office doing this knowingly that it will attack your psychology, your mind, you're going to lose faith, you're going to lose energy, you're going to lose appetite of anything you do, interest, you know what I mean? But just acknowledge that they're doing this actually to cripple your mind. If you understand that, refuse it. Don't let your mind to be used by their techniques or their system. You know what I mean? So find something. That's my own thing I can do. I do all the time. I acknowledge that this system was made for me to fail. So, yes, I can fail their system, but I'm not going to fail myself. You know what I mean? Like individual, I'll be keep strong and I'm going to keep going because there's no way back. But no more, not everyone is like me. Not everyone is like other people. So I know that, but at least try not to fall on that trap of depression. Or they do that. They do that, and they know that every human being, if you treat a human being with a broken house, no lights, heating, stuff that, you're going to break down. They know that. They absolutely know very well. But if you avoid that by actually get yourself involved in the communities, be busy, be known, yeah, they wonder why this guy doesn't break down. Because you acknowledge their trick, you know their system, these evil people, like, you know. But I know I'm not here to give advice to people to actually how to trick home office the way it tricked you. I'm just saying, I'm sharing what I notice myself. So please don't take any advice from me. Like as I speak, I'm just sharing for about myself. That's what I did. But if that works for you, try it. But please don't take it personally. Don't take it like, oh, this podcast is here to advise people how to live without home office. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying, as human, it doesn't matter even if you got papers, not papers. We all have to struggle sometimes mentally, psychologically. It is really a human nature. So, but the refugees and asylum seekers were put in the corner where they have no chance actually to do anything much. So that's what I'm saying. I'll repeat this again. I'm not here to give you advice. I'm just saying. And just look after yourselves. That's what I'm saying, man. Like, you know, don't drink until tomorrow, day after, day after, day after, and then say it's home office. No, it's not home office. It's you. So that's what I'm saying. Thank you. Okay, so now I think I did raise awareness on our communities. Now let's look at the home office. What's going on now in the home office? Because I think I don't know where to start, man. It's like some of us, we've been here like for years and years, especially men of Zimbabwean cases, they've never been dealt with. People been here over like 20 years. And I don't know, they don't even do anything about it. But, you know, I was going to say something, but I think that won't go well because I'm really angry about the whole system, the way people, the refugees divided and the way people look after, taken care of. It worries me. Because Zimbabwe is not changing, it's getting worse, and people are stuck here. And you know what I mean? So it's another thing. But for me, I think because I just came for a short time to say something, so I'm going to just like end by saying thank you again for those who supported us in April, co-founder, because running a podcast, it cost me over £300 per month, which means I've yes, I was saying we need sponsors or supporters on this podcast as well because, yeah, it costs to run a podcast, which means everything costs nowadays, software, blah, blah. Yes, I've got the equipment from the crowdfunding, but it doesn't stop there. Like, there's lots of running the mechanism of editing and stuff that. So if you can chip in on Spotify, that'd be great. And I know some people wondering, I talk about a volunteer, I'm involved in projects. I know people wondering what project is that. So I'll start by saying I'm a member of One Strong Voice based in London. It used to be part of Freedom from Torture. I volunteer there. And I'm a volunteer on NACOM for like many, many years now. I'm a community researcher. So we just done a research for the past 2 years about homelessness in Glasgow. It's the Castle Community Church Friendship Project. Been there, volunteer there, and now, yes, I'm here in the podcast and talking about everything we need to know. So please share it with your friends and your networks and your projects, and leave a comment, please, if you could.